Welcome to the Grand Connection Podcast, your home for grand growth through collaboration. This is your space to connect, create, and collaborate in a community of heart-centered entrepreneurs and change makers. Hosted by our community, this podcast brings collaboration to life. You will meet members who share their wisdom, offer insights and practical tips, and even interview each other. If you're ready for more clarity, stronger connections, and better results in your business, you are in the right place. Listen in, connect with us, and be part of something grand.
Hello, and welcome to the Grand Connection Podcast. I am your host, Crystal Hill. I am a book mentor helping conscious entrepreneurs to write and publish their branding books and transformation memoirs. And today I have with me a beautiful Grand Connection member, Natalie Clark. She is a business consultant, international speaker, project delivery and digital marketing specialist, coach, holistic healing practitioner, and holistic energy alchemist. She serves women, entrepreneurs, and businesswomen who are struggling with burnout, overwhelm, trauma, to confidently remove the cloak of toxicity, take confident action, and reignite their inner flame so that they can create sustainable business and personal success. Welcome, Natalie. It is such a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, Crystal. It's awesome to be here. Very excited about this podcast.
Amazing. Well, let's see how we're collaborating in this podcast and how we can share some juicy tips. Now, I'd love to find out, what do you say would your superpower be in all of the work that you're doing? Or maybe it's something that you know, have a deep innate knowing of, or maybe it's something that your clients keep reflecting back to you. What is that superpower you have?
Well, to be honest, it's my positivity, my smile, and the fact that I come forward with a view of the future that even if you have struggles in your current life, you can ascertain how to move forward, and it almost draws you in to this great, exciting vision that you start to create for yourself, just being in my space. I love to find those challenges that people are going through and give them the tips and the tricks and the forward movement ideas. And being somewhat psychic, I tend to be able to bring in a little extra touch of magic that the cosmos provides that gives that outside perspective that you know in your soul is there, but you're not actually conscious of it. But by having that extra paradigm in the consulting room, it gives you the ability to have a little bit more clarity and a couple of extra little magic insights that actually speak to your soul. And once your soul is connected to where you want to go and how, what you want to create, somehow everything else loses its interest, its catch on you, its hold on you. That's really.
Yes. Yeah, I love that. You're absolutely speaking my language. And there's a lot of things to unpack here. So first, the first question is, I'll ask them both at the same time and I'll let you answer them in however you see fit. The first question is, how did you gain that positivity? What was it in your life that helped you to develop that, I imagine, so that you can have that now with your clients? And the second question is, when did you wake up to your intuitive gifts? Was that something that sort of happened overnight? Has that always been with you? Or maybe the two are even intertwined, which is why I'm asking them at the same time.
Well, to be honest, I didn't know I had any of these gifts. I always looked up to my brother who has shaman healing energy and always followed that route. But what happened is during my journey as a parent, I started as a single parent at the age of 19, trying to traverse the corporate world and learned a whole lot of self-help tips and tricks and followed people like Louise Hay and Anthony Robbins. And so as I progressed through life, I started to see how little changes in my diet or my mindset or working on the things that I was struggling with, old past pains that came up, that I was actually able to move forward in a much better way during my day, no matter what challenges came up. So I had a number of really big life-changing events that left me, in some cases, literally standing on the side of the road with absolutely no backup plan, no money, no car, no home, nowhere to go. And what that did is that I would say those were the moments that made me stop and look at how intentional I was being about my progress and my forward movement, how intentional I was being about the boundaries I put in place for myself. So what I do every day, which is the most important part, is my daily mindset ritual. I wake up in the morning, I've got a playlist I've created on my YouTube channel that I share with anybody who wants it. And what that does is it starts off with I am affirmations and slowly progresses through magnetic abundance activations from Brian Scott, who's my next best favorite from the Reality Revolution. I've got a couple of other things that I have sort of intermingled in there. And, you know, I move them up and down depending on what I'm going through in the in my life will depend on what kind of sort of playlist I might have or what resonates with me or what actually just puts me in a little bit of a difficult space. Like there's one I've got in my playlist that's focused on being stuck. So if I'm not feeling stuck, then I skip it, if that makes sense. But on a day where I am feeling stuck, then that one will definitely continue to play through the playlist. So that's what I do, is I'm intentional. When I go to sleep at night, predominantly when I'm alone, it's much easier. I play the Reality Revolution or some other meditations, but predominantly Reality Revolution. I'm obsessed with the quantum leaping and all of those other exciting things that come up. Also, because Brian Scott is so intentional about his plays list, what he does is he keeps upping his game on his affirmations. So he's put together one that's got seven of the main affirmations you use during the day. So my thing is really about mindset. If you look at what you're thinking, you look about what you're putting in. I don't have a television set in my house. That ended up turned off somewhere during COVID when we just couldn't deal with the propaganda. So we would get to a point where we agreed in the family between the adults as to what the situation was and how we were going to cope with it. Then somebody would turn the TV on and that would just change everything and we'd be back at each other's throats again, fighting about things. So we eventually turned the TV off. So it's really for me about what you putting into yourself every single day as to how you're going to be able to get through your day. Because we all know that if there's one thing that happens often, it's that people are always going to be trying to throw you off kilter. You're always going to attract people who want to be argumentative, iffy, awkward. If you're shining bright and exciting and happy, there's always going to be someone who wants to dash that and throw water on your parade. It just is who it is. And it's not because people are necessarily inherently evil. It's just that they don't know how to resonate at that frequency. So to be able to reach out and help people, show them that there is a better way. That's really why I work so hard on my mindset and my attitude and my vibe every day.
Yeah, I love that. I've been smiling because I listen to the Reality Revolution a lot myself as well. Same thing at night. Sometimes it's brilliant, especially if you, as you said, if you're going through something, and it's what we put into our mind at the end of the day really sets us up for what we process and how we process and the ideas we might get for the next morning, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because if you do not deal with what happened yesterday, my favorite with my family is that my mom taught us that you leave yesterday and yesterday. They never used to go to bed on an argument. They would clear the argument, clear the air, and start the next day fresh and new energy every time. You may not be able to fix the what makes people unhappy, but at least you're not going to bed cross. And it's always important because you're processing through your dreams. So you want to go into a quiet, calm space so that you can wake up better.
I love that. I love that attitude and that motto. Let's move on to how you help your clients. And we've already mentioned some of the things in the introduction. What do you feel is the biggest problem your clients currently come to you with?
Well, because I'm sort of a holistic energy alchemist and look at the healing aspect behind people as well as what they're struggling with within their own business. You know, I come from years of corporate, a considerable amount of years in small business. I've done everything from knocking on car windows, selling biltong, to selling healing products, to selling direct marketing products, to this exciting entrepreneurship journey we have, which is all about being on podcasts and showing our light to the world. So when a client comes into my space and they're just feeling out of sorts, you know, we have a lot of things that come into space. You're trying to run your business while you've got your husband, you've got your children, you've got the gardener outside who loves to break things. You've got lots of things going on. So when a client arrives in my space, I am able to sit and unpack what it is that is overwhelming them and causing them to struggle with moving forward. And in some cases, even discard the things that aren't important. Because when you're going through a lot and you're feeling very, very stressed and overwhelmed and everything's just too much for you, you're trying to make ends meet. It's not necessarily working for you. You're throwing lots of energy out there. You're putting lots of investment in. But somehow, it's just not giving you that vibe you need. You're coming out feeling tired and exhausted by the end of it. So by coming into my space, I help you to just move through all of those things and itemize what needs to be done and what needs to be moved off your plate. Because it's not that you necessarily need to stop doing those things as much as maybe just put them on the back burner and make what's lighting your fire the main focus. Because what's lighting your fire is what's going to draw you forward into your future easier. It's what's going to make those things that are stressful around you not as, of course, as much of an effect on your outcome in your business. Because as an entrepreneur, our business is not just us. As I say, you're in your own home as a business owner at home. You know, you've got lots going on there. It's not a case of you getting in your car, you're going to the office, and you're in an outside space, which at the end of the day also has its paradigms, because now you're arriving there with the boss who had a fight with his wife. You're dealing with the colleagues that cannot stop being at each other's throats. So by having someone like me to help you, you get the ability to stop the chaos that's going on in your head, because we love to let it churn, right? If there's anything we do, it's churn it through our head until we're exhausted, we're tired, and we've created these terrible self-sabotaging experiences, these huge nightmares that don't actually exist in reality. So if you arrive in my space, I can help you to take those chunks off. And funnily enough, even though sometimes it feels a bit awkward, most of my sessions are one hits. People arrive for me in my space once. And when they walk out of there, they don't necessarily need to come back because they've got such a clear path in their mind that they've already sort of bought into during the session that it's not a case of having to sit down and strategize things. You might take a few notes, but you know where you're going now. You've got such a clear ignited flame that there's nothing left to do than to just step forward into your future and start taking those steps towards what you really want. And you know what you want. You just need to get rid of all of the outside iron filings that are confusing you.
So I hear that you're really bringing people into clarity by getting rid of the brain clutter, and also with your intuitive ability to reflect back when they're saying something, this is what's lighting my fire. You can affirm that to them because you're getting that intuitive hit, right? And then that helps them by looking into you as the mirror. They can then kind of get that confirmation that they needed, knowing that they knew all along, and then move further in with a lot more clarity and direction. So I love that.
Thank you.
Yes. So if somebody's listening right now and they're feeling really overwhelmed in their own life and business and they can't see the wood for the trees, what is one tip that you could give right now for somebody in that situation?
Well, I really start with a timeout. Just go outside, sit down in the sunshine, and just let that warmth just envelop you. Breathe it in. You know, people tend to run away from meditation. They run away from crystals. They run away from the woo-woo. But even though it's woo-woo to most, it's actually a grounded thing that comes from God. At the end of the day, he's the one who sets us to meditate on him. So he takes us out into nature. He tells us to breathe in the air, to remember that we're actually all connected by the same energy. We're connected by the same sunshine. We're connected by the animals and the birds that are around us. All of our energy that feeds us and recalibrates us is right here around us all the time. We just need to take a step off of that treadmill of workaholic focus, try and make it happen, and just give ourselves the time to just be. Just be in the moment. Breathe it out. Before you know it, that answer comes. My craziest favorite to send to my family and friends when they're falling off the trolley and need an answer yesterday is Tinkerbell, when Jane gives her that little smack and all that dust goes. And it works for them. Why? Because you just need to remember that life is magic. And if you can just remember that that is the essence, that is the answer. If you remember that magic is in every breath and magic is in every step, then you stop trying so hard, because it's the trying so hard that's making it overwhelming. And that's not going to get you there.
Yes. I'm just curious, right? Like, because sometimes there is such a big gap between where you're sitting with that full belief and knowing in there's magic everywhere, and somebody who's just completely overwhelmed. And because I know that I know both states, and it's like, how do you even build the bridge? And I think you just said it, actually. It's like, go outside first. Don't think that you need to jump from the complete overwhelm to complete magic, right? It's like, maybe you can speak to that, because I'm like, it's all very well for Nat to say that, you know, life is magical. I'm sitting here with my bills and overwhelm or whatever. So you tell that person, go outside and ground, right, as the first step.
Well, that's the first step. But your second step is also, don't be scared to face the journey of healing. I'm only here where I am on this side of the chessboard, not perfectly attuned to that section of the chessboard, but better off because I did the work. I have learned a number of healing techniques. Emotional freedom technique is my favorite. I find myself sitting in corners and tapping for hours at a time, even if I need to. And I just tap. You know, I don't necessarily know what I'm tapping. So to give the audience a bit of an idea, tapping is called emotional freedom technique, and you basically get a tap on a number of points across your body. And what this does, just by going through this little routine, which then starts again, and so you just keep going through that routine. And even though I feel like this, I love and accept myself anyway. Even though I'm angry with my mother, I love and accept myself anyway. And you're just sitting quietly in a corner, preferably where you're not going to be disturbed, and you just work your way through this routine until you get to a point where you take a nice deep breath. Sometimes your release might be a burp or something else, because what you've done is you've actually swallowed that issue. And you, because you couldn't accept, you know, I believe that your body speaks, right? So you have a head ache because somebody's a pain in the head. You've got a pain in the neck because someone's been a pain in the neck. Someone's a pain in the butt. I swear you'll get a pain in the butt. It's the craziest thing. But really, your body will reflect where you are holding that stress and where you are holding that pain and where you are holding that trauma. And because we spend so much time sealing everything down, that's why we end up overwhelmed. We're overwhelmed because we've allowed all those emotions to just be bottled down instead of processed, felt, and allowed out. And funnily enough, processing emotion is actually not as big an issue. You don't necessarily have to face what happened to you. Sometimes, like I find past life regression is a very exciting tool I use with my clients. For me, I can't say I specifically, being very, very Christian as a growing up, whether you do have past lives as such. It could be a soul story that your mind creates that makes it an ethereal experience so that you can go back and deal with something very, very hectic from childhood, that it then maybe makes up a story in a past life that you will now visit and then be able to move through. I've had a number of interesting experiences where I had a gentleman at one point who was caught up in gangsterism quite young in his life, and he had a terrible experience of his leader being killed, and he was there at the time. And what happened is his soul story made him go back to the days of the Romans, and he had to experience that. And by the time he came back from his 3.5-hour experience with me, with lots of ups and downs and lots of other things happening, he felt a lot calmer and more grounded in himself, almost like he was able to have accepted it had happened and that it wasn't really his fault. He didn't need to feel the guilt of the experience because he was just there at the time. And the first thing we do as children is always wrap the experience in guilt and own it, because we own everything. That's our identity from the ages of 1 to 7. So any argument mom or dad has, we immediately own it as if we were the ones responsible, even if we weren't even in the room when it was happening. So I find that there are lots of different tools that can be used that help you to release that overwhelm. But it's got to be a journey that you decide you want to embark on. And it's really so easy and beautiful if you're in a space where somebody understands and resonates with you. They're not going to say that what you say and what you've been through is stupid and small and nondescript, because at the end of the day, whatever is big for you is big for you. What I'm going through is big for me. It doesn't mean that it, just because, say, you think mine is a smaller issue than your issue, that we don't both deserve the same time, space, love, consideration, compassion, and empathy.
Absolutely. I want to go back to a point that you made in there, that is the daily practice of letting things go. You know, when you said with the tapping, it just takes the edge of everything. And what we said in the very beginning, going to bed with a clean slate. So I think that's how we can manage the overwhelm, by always like taking the edge of initiative, and then of course doing the deeper work with whatever healing modality we want, be that EFT or past life regressions or some other coaching modality that you would be able to do. Yeah. Think any final words about your work before we move into how you collaborate with others?
No, I think we've kind of touched on everything really, because it's all about energy inputs. And as long as those energy inputs that you're putting in and the mental mindset focus is in space, your energy outputs are better. So as a result of that, you're affecting people around you better. You're not triggered and fighting all the time anymore. You're not getting angry for stupid reasons. Because at the end of the day, you've done the work. You've removed that overwhelm. And that anger is no longer sitting underneath everything causing havoc in your life.
Exactly. So as you know, at Grand Connection, we are all about collaborating. And we're kind of collaborating right now in putting this together. I'm curious to hear how collaborations have featured in your business. And if you maybe can find one that was a really amazing experience and why.
Okay, so I am all about collaborations. Everything about my businesses is collaborations. In Just Be Consulting, I'm creating a freelancer listing page where you can sign up to be a freelancer on there and listed as a third party. At the same time, you'll fill an onboarding form in so that you can become a part of my freelancer team. So whenever work comes in, I then draw from my team of people that I have vetted and am comfortable with. There's also the Business Spotlight podcast that I've just recently launched, where as a freelancer or a business owner, I'm now going to ask you the questions that you need in front of the camera so that people can start understanding who you are and how. What do you bring to business? What is it about your social media marketing strategy package that makes people want to come to you to sign up for it? So that's Just Be Consulting's collaborations. And then on Just Be Coaching, well, collaborations is what we do. In fact, I've just launched a podcast now to build my YouTube channel so that people can understand about healing modalities and everyday well-being, and how all of these different things we discuss and use can be used, and how you can choose which one is right for you in the moment. Because, you know, for me, it's been a journey. I've done color therapy, I've done massage, you know, then EFT, then I've done TFT. Whatever my life has needed at that point in time has differed, hasn't always been the same tools. So that's why I really obsessively learn more. I even read it recently, the Japanese head massage, which is like a facial massage you do, which also helps with shifting energy and clearing things. So yeah, manic obsessive about these things. So the exciting thing about that is it's also a podcast where people could come on board. And then the first one I'm doing, I'm actually going to be interviewing a lady who is into using natural childbirth with her clients and using healing modalities that make it comfortable and safe for them to try and follow that route to the best of their ability, you know, within medical safety reasons and parameters. So she will be my first interview. So if anyone's interested, they can hop on board and come for that. And then the exciting reason behind collaborations is the one where you and I met, which was the Hummingbird Awakening Retreat. So that's ended up a online video playlist that I've created, which you can access through a subscription once or for lifetime access, which is experiential energy healing, where you come and see what it feels like and actually touch the space with that healer and feel what difference it does to you and how much better you feel. So I'm actually going to be launching that again soon as well, where we have a monthly retreat where you can just come and spend a couple of hours in a Zoom room and just change gears, because it's these things that you do here and there and everywhere that lift that overwhelm for you? Because it's a journey we go on, right? It's not going to happen in one day.
Yes, exactly. Wow, you have so many different collaborations brewing everywhere. I was like, oh my God, that's so much you can share with the listeners about collaboration and how to create a successful collaboration so it becomes a win-win for your business and for the business of those you collaborate with.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I am obsessed with Grand Connection. It's my favorite community. Honestly, the reason I'm a member and I've come back after a bit of a gap in my business is because this is where you find real connections. This is where you find people who are genuinely interested in business and genuinely interested in working together to make business work on all scores. When somebody arrives in a networking event, take the time and the trouble to feel who they are. When you connect with them, get onto that real life one-on-one energy. Don't arrive in the meeting wanting something out of it always. Because yes, we're all looking for business. Yes, we need to make ends meet. Yes, we need to eat. Yes, the fridge is empty. But this meeting may not be for today. This meeting might be for 10 years from now when you've got a different strategy in place. But you need to know who it is, how they resonate with you. What are the common points in your business and theirs that can work together? Because as I've watched my business evolve, like you say, it looks like I've got a lot on the go, but it's not. It's me. It's me showing up today for a podcast, and tomorrow I'm meeting you in a networking event, and the next day I'm speaking on a stage and sharing my love with the world, and what I've got is a diverse lifestyle, one where I'm happy, I'm fulfilled, I'm feeding my soul, and I'm sharing everything that I've learned and keep learning with the people that I love. You know, I want everybody to have the opportunity to learn how to create a better life for themselves with less overwhelm and not have to end up like I did in points where you let it run so far that you ended up standing on the corner alone with no answers. I prefer that we get the answers before you lose the answers and you got no choice left, because that's a difficult place to start from. If you start from a place where you already have everything going for you, you're in a better space, honestly. And a collaboration example, actually, is funnily enough, I ended up in a meeting with someone as a collaboration call, and he had just had his site hacked. So he wasn't in a space to have a proper collaboration call because he was in a bit of a paddock. So I got him to share his screen and I walked him through troubleshooting it and how to ask, you know, who to connect with and who to check what with. And by the time we were done, I had helped him to log his call, get a bit of answers, and with some more emails after that, I managed to get him to go through the entire process of what he decided to do was moving his site from GoDaddy to SiteGround. But I also I studied a WordPress site security course in the same period of time to quickly upskill on that. So over and above that, he offered me 2 hours of paid time for the effort I'd put in. So I didn't arrive there and say, well, I don't care that your site's been hacked. I know nothing about site security. Like, you know, we're here to collaborate. Why are you wasting my time? That's not how you arrive in a collaboration call. I arrived with the, I'm here to help you. You're stressed. I can see you need help. And I held his hand through the process. At the same time, I managed to get the opportunity to upskill and now have rolled the security protocols across both my websites in WordPress, because that's my favorite tool, but I can, you know, I can build sites in just about anything, but WordPress is kind of my favorite at the moment. So, you know, collaborations can take you down paths that actually create a whole new line of business for yourself, and you didn't even see it coming.
And I love that. You didn't even see it coming. That's exactly it, because you came in with an attitude of anything is possible, no preconceived ideas. I'm showing up as I am. This is our time together. So what is needed in this moment? And you're coming from such a beautiful, open-hearted space of I am here to serve. How can I serve? That the reciprocity comes automatically, right? And yeah, I really love that example that you've just shared. Just we're ending our time together, but I'm just curious, is there any pitfalls that you've had? You've done so many collaborations. Is there anything that you, where you learned a lesson or saying, oh, I'm never going to do that again, and here's how I got into it in the first place, and this is what I learned from it?
Yes, I have two ways. One was accepting every single Facebook invite that came in to build my audience and make sure I had lots of people. So I have 1 billion and a half appointment setters on my Facebook as part of my 4,000 people that made me a public figure. But on the flip side, what can I give them or offer them as the audience? That's a mindset to look into. So, you know, look at your audience and see how you can tailor what you have to offer to them. The second thing is always arriving in meetings. And I mean, you know, the worst thing with a small business is we have a networking meeting, we connect with people, we have 100 meetings after that, nothing happens. And you just keep going through that, suddenly you end up at the end of the month, there's no rent money in the account, there's no Wi-Fi, and you're now sitting in the dark and thinking, I met lots of people, had lots going on, everything felt great, but the cash isn't there. So what I've done is I've ended up, because I'm a pivot specialist, it's like I pivot, move, that's my new dance step. So the most important thing is see how you can leverage your relationships with the people that you're meeting with so you have something to offer everyone. Because as much as it looks like I've got a lot going on, I have enough to manage, and yet I can leverage that to make money out of it in whichever aspect I need to make money. And most people want to be on a podcast, so that's a no-brainer. And to offer them an admin fee just so that we can have a great video outcome, because it's going to be edited by a professional and it's going to be out there on social media, means I'm providing you with a service at a really nominal charge. But at the same time, I'm not sitting there, you know, churning and going nowhere. So that's just a small little idea. Just see how can you offer a small little extra to someone and not break the bank on it. I actually had an experience with a number of people where they're all about that high ticket item. And the terrible thing about being in South Africa is we're a 10 to 1 to the dollar. Do you have any idea where the $2,600 or $5,000 package is going to be? I actually worked out I'm going to have to sell my car to sign up for that. Now, do you, as the end result person trying to sell me your program, want me to sell your car that desperately that you don't want to realize that you need to tailor what you're doing and what you're offering and your pricing to the market that is sitting in front of you? And just because someone cannot afford your $5,000 today doesn't mean they can't afford your $5,000 in a year from now, because they might make that money. So the relationship you're going to build with me in the room, getting cross and iffy and awkward because I don't want to sign up and you can't turn me into a client today and I'm not biting, well, I'm sorry. If you stop and take a step back from pushing, forcing, and trying to make things happen, you might realize that you could have a collaboration network partner that will send you thousands of people because they love you so much and you're really connected. And the craziest thing is outsiders can see your essence more than you can sell it. You can't sell your essence. You don't see it. You don't touch it. You don't even know what somebody else's experience is with you, nor can you even understand what your package is doing for someone. I once had a little bit of a back-to-back with someone because they were trying to tell me what their package was doing for me. And I was trying to say, but this is what it did for me. And they refused to listen to what I was saying when I'm the end result and I'm the person who's feeling your package. So if you tailor it to what I'm actually getting out of it, you probably sell it better because nobody wants what you're trying to sell because that's not what I got, you know? So collaborations can be a fascinating experience.
Brilliant points there. I'm not even trying to summarize them right now. I'm hoping that you guys have taken notes. But the one thing I said, your essence, you can't sell your essence. It's only in the feedback that we're getting from those that we are with that we kind of come a little bit closer to it. So who are we to think that we know what somebody gets from us? I really like that point. Natalie, this has been an amazing conversation. I'd love to hear how people can find you, where they can connect with you, and do you have a special gift or something that you can leave them with if they want to come a little closer into your world?
Yeah, absolutely. They can connect with me on LinkedIn, bounce over to my Just Be Coaching and Just Be Consulting websites because they're growing into some exciting engines that you're going to find lots of exciting things on. So do go back and forth there as often as you're bored so that you can see what's going on as it grows. And then the free gift I have for you, I've created a conscious nutrition cookbook. And in that cookbook, I'm just taking standard food we eat every day. And I've added things like nuts in or butternut into donuts or cutting the sugar to a little bit less so it's not so much. So instead of looking at life as a, from the perspective of I need to diet, I need to lose weight, and it's all stress and pain, this is actually a little bit of a workbook. So if you look at the back of the cookbook, there are a number of exercises and some information that will help you to look at life from a conscious nutrition perspective, where you make the decision in the moment. So instead of it being overwhelming because you're trying to force yourself to make changes, you're going to do them just right now. What am I going to do when I make my cup of coffee? Add the 2 spoons of sugar or skip it? How do I feel? And as you make those decisions, you start making more and more good ones. And so you start to feel better and have better energy.
Wonderful. So we'll make sure that all of that gets linked below. Thank you so much for being with me and sharing so many beautiful nuggets of wisdom about you, who you are, what you do, and the way you collaborate. And that leaves us with you, dear listeners, to continue collaborating, continue reaching out. And happy grand connecting. Bye for now.
Thank you for joining us on the Grand Connection podcast, where we achieve grand growth through collaboration together. If this episode sparked something for you, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a friend looking for a community to support their growth. Before we sign off, today is a grand day to reach out to someone in your own network and reconnect. You never know where one conversation can lead. Until next time, let's connect, create, collaborate.